Hello, everybody. It's October. Welcome to episode 77 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In this episode, we're going to drink four or five Oktoberfest beers, and we have a special guest with us. Jeff is here.
I am here to drink beer.
Yeah, welcome back, Jeff. We're in season four.
It's, you know, whatever.
We're back from summer vacation, and what better way to break off a new year than tasting a lot of Oktoberfest or pumpkin beers or what have you. But I think these are just Oktoberfest.
These are all Marzens, or Martzen. They should be Martzens, right?
That's
what Oktoberfest beers are, I think. So what's a Martzen? Is that like a lager? Because it's a German beer?
It's an easy drinking beer that's not too hoppy, not too malty. You want a little bit more in there, or are you good?
That's good.
All right.
Smells nice.
Smells like a what do you call it, a beer garden?
Yeah.
It's on the clear side. It's very...
It's got an orange
light
hue.
Yeah, light orange. So did we say that this was Bell's Oktoberfest beer? Can't remember if we said
Bell's.
That.
Bell's. I mean, Bell's. That's serious business.
Yes,
that's
that
good
is
beer.
Comstock, beer. Michigan.
Did I bring this one?
Yeah.
So I picked this up. So I... Well, this is for beer experiences, so I'll save that for there.
So I'm getting... it's almost a little sour on the nose. This...
Not getting sour? No. Sour?
Yeah. It does not taste sour.
No.
Not really.
That's like a very super
balanced... It tastes
balanced,
like one of those beers you get a big mug of it.
I was just about to say that. Like, this is like a pounding beer.
This is the stein.
It goes down easy and smooth and...
You can drink lots of it. But it's not bitter, but it's not malty or sweet. It's
a little sweet, isn't it?
It's a little sweet.
I don't get that.
The malt on this and the mild residual sugars, to me, you get the malt feel. It's almost like slick a little bit.
Yes.
You kind of get that. And so that's different, right, from an over-the-top malty, sugary beer that is a little sticky.
Right.
And there's no dryness at all. Just, my tongue slipping around in my mouth.
Right.
It's I get some of the carbonation. It's a little prickly.
It is effervescent. It has a slight bitter at the end.
I'm almost inclined to say that's as much of the carbonation as anything else.
The bitter?
Yeah.
So it's the club soda versus the beer?
So this is 5.5%. On the bottle, they say, fall is my favorite time to drink beer. The weather turns cooler, there's a bounty of foods, and beer just seems to taste better. I hope you enjoy this traditional beer as much as I do. Prost. That's from Mr. Bell.
I like it.
This is good.
It's dry.
It's what it should be, I guess.
Yes.
It's
perfect mark.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to have a lot to talk about with all these beers if they all just kind of taste like this.
Yeah.
Well, the thing you can do with the Martzen is maybe pick it apart. Be like, oh, is what's wrong with
it? Right, yeah.
You know, what did they do different to try to be different, and that's the wrong thing to do? This is a Oktoberfest beer.
Right, because the thing with the Martzen, they call it Martzen, that's March, right? Like you brew it in March and ages and it's ready to drink at the end of September. Is that the history of it? Or am I making that up?
Maybe.
March beer, yes.
Is
a lager
I remember
that originated in Bavaria, has a medium to full body and may vary in color from pale through amber to dark brown.
So that's what they do. All right.
Martzen's originated in Bavaria, probably before the 16th century.
Before refrigeration? How did you lager?
Before refrigeration. Well, that's what happened. Yeah, basically, Marzens were brewed in March, according to a special recipe that would allow the beer to last while the brewing of new beer was forbidden between 24th of April and 28th of September in Bavaria. The original Marzen was described as dark brown, full-bodied, and bitter.
Oh, so they couldn't... That was Easter time.
The beer was often kept in the cellar until late in the summer, and remaining bottles were served at the Oktoberfest. So that's when you finish it off. I get it now. Like,
time
you got
to
all this
all beer.
It's going to go bad, so drink it all now, guys.
Yeah. Big party. Well, that kills two birds with one stone. Like, what the hell's an Oktoberfest? Now we've got it.
All right. Let's have a little Oktoberfest right now.
Made clear.
Let's clear out the rest of these Martzens and have our own little Oktoberfest.
I'll tell you what, though. I could drink a lot of that.
Yeah. There's all a right. new German...
Did I get this one?
Or yeah, these are all yours.
Jeez, man. Did I go on some kind of kick like I was on a podcast?
It's almost as if you do a beer podcast and we're looking for to collect preparing? Martzen beers.
Yeah, and I must have had that thought.
Okay, this one pours a little bit darker.
Yeah.
Well, so this one is a magic glass that makes things lighter.
Foothills Brewing's Foothills Oktoberfest from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So this is one of your North Carolina beers.
Yes. And I also got the Bell's, which is from Michigan in North Carolina. But I haven't seen that around here. The only Bell's I see is Two Hearted Ale.
Bell's, yeah. I haven't seen their Oktoberfest.
So I want you to take a good sniff of this and then go back and take a sniff of the Bell's I got... And you're going to get what I was talking about.
With the sour?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm getting a little bit wrong saying sour, I think.
It's just, yeah, it's different.
This is a clean, clean on the nose and slightly roast.
Yeah, like this is the more malty.
Oh, yeah. I just tasted it. It's definitely more roasty.
It's
like...
That's
porterish. Almost,
okay, yeah. So this is a Martzen done wrong.
Well, there are what are they like
dark Martzens?
Dunkel Martzens. They're kind of darker Martzens.
So this much lower carbonation. I'd almost wonder that wouldn't make sense for a lager. I was going to say bottle and for this Martzen. Looking for yeast. So the carbonation on this is a lot less and smoother, like the smaller bubbles that you get in a bottle conditioning. So that's pretty nice. Much lower bittering on this one as well. That could be, you know, attributed to the lower carbonation level.
Lower bittering compared to the other Martzen.
Yeah, yeah. So this seems a lot smoother, but toasty to the point where I'm going like, okay, this is a bit of a brown ale.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a traditional.
It does say that they would vary in color from pale Helles Martzens through amber to dark brown Dunkel Martzens. So.
Sure. But if I had drank the other one blindfolded, I'd get somewhere in the range of amber or Martzen.
Yeah.
If I drank this one blindfolded, nut brown ale.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I agree with you on the first one. There's amber.
Doesn't have a... this doesn't have a lager characteristic to it either. It has a more of an ale characteristic.
So I get porter smoke, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is not...
5.8%.
Wow, okay.
It has 42 hops in it, 42 IBUs. here's what they say on the label here. Prince Ludwig was a man of the people, which is why when he married in 1810, he invited the entire town of Munich. Thus, Oktoberfest was born.
Oh, it wasn't to drink all the Martzen?
Along with the sweet, dark amber lager. Well, all these stories are, you know, kind of apocryphal. You don't know what's true, right? With a sweet, dark amber lager that has become the namesake of that annual celebration. Ours stays true to the classic style with notes of toasted bread and roasted almonds. Prost. Hey, they give a prost, too.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
That's nice. I don't get the almond at all. I get the darkly toasted bread.
It's different, so we are getting different Oktoberfest beers.
I'm not mad because it's a Oktoberfest beer and that's what it's claiming to be.
Bitter? Did you say it's more bitter or less?
Less,
bitter?
I think.
You,
less. Really?
No, I'm getting more bitter on this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's fine. But I did lose what I said. Oh, I'm not mad because this. I'm like, okay, it's an Oktoberfest and it's attempt to hit that style, I guess. But I would, if I got this any other time of the year, I'd be like, oh, it's a nut brown ale and I don't like it. I hate it.
I probably, you know, I wouldn't want as many mugs of this as the first.
Yeah, one. This, yeah. I wouldn't even want a tall. I wouldn't want the liter mug at all.
I agree. This is a pint glass one, and I was drinking the Bell's, and I was like, I want more. Like I want a lot more. Yeah. not. Hopefully not in a gluttonous.
I want a dangerously. I could amount more of this beer.
That's an all day beer. This one is like I tried it. It's like you're brown and brown frown, but it's not bad. It's just not something I want more of.
It's not quite what I was looking for. It was more of the first beer.
Yeah.
Right. And good thing there's more in the plate. But
do you know anything about this brewery, Foothills?
So I'm looking at Foothills. I recently, from a beer experience, was in North Carolina, and I put some pictures on the site when I was at White Street Brewery, which was a fantastic experience. If you guys are ever in Wake Forest, go to that brewery. Good beers, great vibe, good people, nice, quaint little small town. But in there, you know, North Carolina and the Raleigh-Durham Triangle, I guess they take their beer seriously. So there's a lot of good craft beers.
Okay.
They get stuff from the West. They've got, and North Carolina's got a lot of good breweries. And of course, Asheville has some amazing stuff going on. So these guys, I think they're in Winston-Salem. But I went around to try to get some highly regarded ones. But yeah, they're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yep.
So, which I believe is where Craig is. So we'll have to ask him if he's been to Foothills or has anything to say about it.
They've been around since 2004.
So in a market that's saturated to survive, you know, you got to have enough following. And they got quite a selection of beers.
Why don't you grab another one?
Yes, I think I was a little harsh here about this beer, and I guess it's not it's not a poorly constructed beer.
No,
it doesn't have a fault, right? It ends up aligning with a flavor profile I don't love.
Yeah. It's a brown.
But I'm inclined to go, you know, I'd try some of their other beer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's probably exactly what they were aiming for.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, we got a lot of these.
I think there's five of them in there. Duck Rabbit.
Now, Duck Rabbit,
oh,
we've had their milk stout before.
Yeah.
And these are also, this is another North Carolinian beer.
We get their stuff up here.
But do we get their Martzen?
I have never had their Martzen.
No.
So let's
They have two beers, I think, that we get up here. Their Amber and their Milk Stout.
Yeah.
I want to have a bake-off on the labeling here and compare it. So the Bell's has the new kind of modern... this is, we're on our third phase of our design of our labels look. Foothills has this animated, cartoonish... I don't even want to buy that beer when it has that label on it. But Duck Rabbit, this looks like some highbrow beer there. There might be wine in that bottle.
They've got some of the kind of...
They've got an excellent
Bavarian
logo.
Background to it.
Yes, that's the Bavarian flag. He's wearing the traditional hat. But and if you compare it with their other labels, they play off their own brand but give it the Martzen spin. So here you go. Oh, look at that color.
Ooh, I'm excited already.
And that pours light in that glass.
That was an aggressive head coming off that, not because of the pour. This is
it's very effervescent.
Yeah.
But look at that color.
A copper head.
You have the glass that makes everything look lighter.
That's super clear.
But
Yeah.
Yeah, mine looks a little darker than yours.
But
still, this is dark. I mean, that's a
clean looking beer.
Not quite as dark as the last guy.
True.
But super effervescent, and the head just keeps on coming.
So, in this one, I smell a little bit of funkiness.
Yes?
All right. In addition to not being able to read anymore, I'm not catching anything.
Okay, so this has...
Like, I'm not catching hops. I'm not catching malt. I'm not catching anything.
Well, there's not a lot of hop. There's not a lot of straight in-your-face kind of hop. IPA type hop flavor.
Right.
These, I don't think.
All right, let me
but
throw
like
this
the
out
first
there.
One smelled like I'm in a beer garden. I smell a lot of beer. Second one got that roasty thing. This one I'm not getting it.
Can I influence you a little bit then?
Please.
Are you getting dried apricot? You shouldn't, but I do.
Yeah.
No.
Like when you open a fresh container of dried apricot and you get that first smell, which isn't really a great smell.
No, it's not.
But you eat them and they're good.
So this is a little bit sour and dry apricot on the nose.
I could see that.
Mm. That's a good flavor.
Oh.
This has a little bit more body than the Bells.
There's a lot more complexity.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, I might not be able to do unlimited
liters of this.
But I could do 1 liter, maybe two of this.
All right, that's really interesting. This is the one.
Wow.
Take a sip right immediately, tip of the tongue. Sweetness, then kind of flatten out, and then bitter.
Yeah.
It's like front to back.
Yeah.
That's a well-crafted beer.
That's nice. Tasty.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Duck Rabbit's
in silky.
Right?
A little silky, yeah.
And then the second sip is smoother than the first.
That's nice.
Farmville, North Carolina. Not a lot of info on their label.
I thought Farmville got canceled, or was that something else? Is that that? No? Wasn't Farmville that game everybody played?
Wasn't me. That's a nice beer.
What did they call it? They call it Duck Rabbit Mertzen Festlager.
Look that stuff up. It's got the umlaut over the A, so you know it's legit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In addition to the Bavarian flag.
Do these jerks do that? Well, they don't even call it a Mertzen. They just call it an Oktoberfest.
Well, they call it a lager. See, I think that's false advertising. I'm with you, man. Go back to that. That's an ale. All
right, this has the umlaut.
So this one's a little lower in alcohol, 4.6%.
Ooh. Impressive. And it's got a great blend flavor.
The lightest of our German-style lagers. This is a beer designed for outdoor autumn festivals. Soft malt flavors take center stage here. This one is subtle and beguiling.
Yeah. Agreed. Interesting. More going on. Like, nothing against the Bells. The Bells had a fantastic, pure, straight-up. But this one has more nuance in the flavor.
They the
way it does roll, it goes through a wave of flavors.
They dropped this seasonally in late August. They won some Great American Beer Fest award for this.
So this
2014.
One, warmness went up a little bit though, and that conversion sweet to flat to bitter goes from sweet to cloying sweet.
Oh, it gets bad.
I think almost, yeah.
So you better drink that liter quickly.
That might be my sensitivity to overly malty beers. But I'm like warming up this last sip even more to see what happens. Really goes.
Yeah, right. I could see it turning that way.
So should we talk recent beer experiences while grasp and warm up our beers to test that sweetness theory?
Yeah, you got something?
You want me to go?
Yeah.
So I'll build off of that North Carolina trip. I don't know if I posted it on our site or I just sent it to you guys, but we went. So my cousin of all on my mom's side of all the cousins, the oldest just turned 50, and so we went down to have his 50th birthday. So people came as far as New Jersey, but we all came down. It was a good family gathering down at. The guys whose birthday was his brother hosted us all. And so the first night we went out to, now I've just blanked on the damn name, White Street Brewery, which I think I brought some of those beers. But maybe. If I didn't, for a future show, I have an excellent Belgian that they had there. And they had fantastic beers on tap. And then the next day during the party, we went out to the store and got a huge sampling of 12 different beers and went through a non-recorded, basically, tasting session with all my cousins. But it's cool because, you know, some of them are as young as 21 and up to 50. And, you know, we're sharing these beers out. So it's just a really good just family experience, like, because we're sitting around the table and we're discussing the beers and we're doing all our stuff. And then my brother couldn't make it. And so we tried to Skype him, but he was on the big 55-inch nice. Television, and we're drinking beers, and he's drinking his Loose Cannon. And so North Carolina is an excellent state for... I mean, I don't remember where it finished on that top 50 states of beer, but they at their total wine beverage and all the different, like, you know, again, unlike Montgomery County, you can go to the supermarket and get beers. And a new thing, which I saw in Florida, and I guess North Carolina has it too, like the Whole Foods-y type places. They have a place called Lowe's, which isn't a hardware store. It is an actual shopping center, or not, what do you call it? Supermarket. A bar. And you just go and you get a pint and go shopping. Yes. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. I would go shopping more.
Yeah, exactly.
Often.
You've got Starbucks right there. But I don't want Starbucks. I want a beer while I'm shopping.
And they have different things on tap. But the family beer tasting was great. The beers there were good. And so I tried to bring a sampling. I did a selection of North Carolina beers. And then I also did, since it was in September, they had a lot of Oktoberfest pumpkin things. So I tried to get a selection where I blended to. And that's where this Bells came from and the Duck Rabbit Martzen. And there were some great beers from Asheville. Of the beers we tasted, it was all.
I want to drink that beers. Green Man beer because that place just opened when I was there.
That is Green Man makes excellent beers, and that one I went back and got. I was like, oh man, we did that. I got to bring that to the boys because these beers are great. And I did miss you when I had some of the what is that place up in Massachusetts?
Treehouse.
So I had another Treehouse round.
No!
And I couldn't get you guys. I was like, I'll drink it myself.
Man. Yeah, you can't hold on to
it. Yeah, because you had to drink it fresh. And I was like, I couldn't get it together. And I was like, damn it, man. But that stuff is, that's another of my beer experience. I was rambling at that.
All right, why don't you grab another one? And Jeff, you got anything to talk about? Anything that you've done recently or places you've gone?
I learned the capacity of my kegerator recently.
Explain.
That's my beer experience. But also, there is the Whole Foods in Fair Lakes, I think, Virginia.
Okay.
Has the taps, and you can just go and get your tap and shop around. Yeah.
Where in Virginia is Fair Lakes? Yeah, to
west on 66.
Did you cross Glebe Road a couple of times?
Oh, definitely.
And maybe Lee Jackson Highway? All right. Gotcha. I know exactly where it's not.
Yeah, so you know, I have the kegerator in my in my four tap kegerator from my homebrewing history, and I haven't homebrewed in regrettably so long. So for the first time ever, I bought a commercial keg earlier this summer, like a summer fest. Just want to be able to just take some nips in a nice summer fest. I did that, and there was a 60-minute, six still keg, and I got that, and that was good. Well, this time around, I said, I measured my kegerator, and it's really just a converted chest freezer. I can fit a half barrel in here, and, if we're doing the economy of scale here, it's way cheaper to buy a half barrel than a bunch of, fifth barrels or six barrels. So I just went to the local keg shop, and like, I'll have a half barrel of, what do you got? And the best they had was Sierra Nevada. I'm not mad about that. So a pale ale, it's a good everyday drinker.
Yep.
I'm drinking that for a while. So full half barrel kegs are heavy.
Yeah, they are. That's a two-man job, man.
Yeah, no, well, I'm one man. Ooh. Half a man, really. So I got it out of the back of my... So the guy who put it in the back of my truck just picked it up like it was a toothpick, and put it in the back of my truck. And I was like, I'll no problem when I get home. Well, I just about killed myself taking it out of the back of the truck and put it on my hand truck.
It doesn't shake up at all when you do that.
No, either. Wheeled it down to my basement, and a chest freezer is off the ground a few feet. And my chest freezer is also up on a dolly, so I can wheel it around, so that added to it. So I'm standing in front of it and cleared everything out, and things were breaking out.
You're trying
out from inside
to
my...
lift up a keg by yourself.
So I got it up, and nothing exploded out of my body.
To take the little pill to do that.
It was a thing. It was an experience. So I get it up there, and I'm just trying to slip it down inside, and it turns out that half barrel kegs are about an eighth of an inch wider than my chest freezer. and you don't really want to force something that heavy an eighth of an inch
so I
lifted it back down. Would really kind of just drop the hell out of it, and then I learned the magic art of jumping beer from a half barrel into three corny kegs.
Really?
So that's my beer experience, and now I'm drinking the spirit.
How much did you lose in the conversion process?
No, you don't lose any.
No?
Yeah, it's hooking up a output to an input and
then done.
And pushing air, just pushing, not air, pushing CO2 through it. But
so you left the keg out of the freezer, and then it would go into the smaller ones and cool off.
I mean, it was cold from the store.
Okay.
I just kept it on the floor next there and lined up three of my homebrew kegs and jumped it in there and jumped under pressure, so they're not using any carbonation. But that's my beer story. And it's much easier to lift up a 5-gallon keg than
yes.
a 15-gallon
that, keg. That is a curl versus a yeah. deadlift.
So don't do that.
So I haven't tried the warm thing. We left our
try that.
Is it cloying?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I think I'm palate busted at this stage. I was like, I could do more of that. And it isn't cloying. Now it makes it like.
And if you're drinking a liter of that, there's no way that's not getting warm.
A little bit warm.
Yeah.
Grab another one.
All right. Shall we go a little bit north and west of North Carolina?
Where are we going?
Why not?
To Chicago.
Chicago. Goose Island.
Goose Island.
Goose Island Oktoberfest.
Yes. This was not purchased in North Carolina. This was purchased recently to try a vertical of Goose Island.
So we're kind of breaking our Goose Island vertical a little bit, but...
This is the basement floor of the Goose Island vertical.
Whoa.
So there is one place in Montgomery County that does sell beer in a supermarket.
Oh,
I don't know
one.
If there's one. That's probably more. That Dawson's place does it too. I went to
the first Shoppers grocery food store warehouse. In a chain is allowed to sell beer.
There's two near me.
It's that grandfathered.
Yeah.
Really? Then you are a lucky
and
man.
And one of them actually has a great selection.
Yeah. So Shoppers Food Warehouse doesn't have a great selection.
I had a little bit of that selection. Apricot thing again.
Yeah, it's sweet.
I'm getting sweet.
All right, so this is not,
now I smell something.
This is not effervescent. There's almost no head on this at all.
No.
It's
got color is very similar to the last one.
It almost has legs, you know, on the glass.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be oily.
Maybe. Sweet.
It has a raisin.
Light. Yeah. It's a
raisin.
Little bit
there
of
we go. I got a little raisin.
Yeah.
When I tasted it, actually. From
yeah.
The yeah.
I'm smelling. This one I'm getting a bouquet off of. I really did not get one off of the duck.
No.
So I guess my nose does work. I just wasn't picking those scents up.
This also has the, you know, the flavor conversion or the mouthfeel, you know,
it was sweeter
profile
to start,
conversion.
Though.
Sweet goes to, sweet then goes to like raisin, straight
raisin.
I just chewed up a few raisins. And doesn't turn bitter.
This I was going to say.
Does not turn.
No.
But it starts mild, then goes pops bigger, and not oily in the mouth, not slick.
Nope. Well, it does
no,
linger.
No, it's pretty good.
It lingers a little bit more, but this has it's a little bit smoother out.
What a stark contrast, though, this being an Oktoberfest to the Foothills.
Yeah.
Nut brown.
No.
And this is just this is closer to the Bells, I think, than the other things that we've tried. It's just a little
sweet
bit
to
sweeter.
Me too.
Yeah, a little bit
but the
sweeter.
Bells didn't have that sweet.
No, not
it was
this
a little
one,
more. Yeah, balance. Feel a little more balanced.
But you know what? Your fear earlier of us all having the same experience on each of these beers—they've
all been
they've
different.
Been
yeah,
different.
I mean that's really interesting to me.
This is closer to one that I'd have in a Stein compared to the rest after the Bells. But now, let it warm up.
So I'm going to let it warm up. Let's let it warm up a little bit. I'm going to talk about my beer experience.
All right.
I don't think I talked yet about my trip. I went from Glacier National Park to Yellowstone National Park and down to the Grand Tetons. And during that trip, stopped at a bunch of breweries. Afterwards, I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and that's what I want to talk about, the brewery I went there. Because my aunt and uncle, they live out in Moriarty, New Mexico, which is
like the bad guy from
across the
Sherlock
hills, across the hills from Albuquerque, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's not a lot going on out there. They couldn't the
Except
town
for meth.
The town couldn't sustain a McDonald's, not because people didn't want McDonald's, but because they couldn't have enough people to work there. So anyway, this town has a brewery. And it's fucking awesome. It's called Sierra Blanca Brewing Company. 1996 they opened up. My dad
96?
My dad brought me a t-shirt a while back from that place, but I'd never been there. So they're kind of like alien themed beers, like Area 52 kind of deal going on. So they've got like alien amber, alien wheat. I had a couple different IPAs.
You sure it's not Roswell?
Roswell IPA, I think, is what actually
Yeah, that's probably more the alien connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Being in New Mexico. But I don't want to be a one-upper on the Area 51.
Where's Area 51?
You said 52. That's the amount of cards you have. But again, trying not to be one of those people who is
I'll edit that back so I sound a lot smarter.
So it's got the alien motif because of Roswell that you said?
But anyway, my uncle took me to this place. We had a couple beers. We were the only people there. We chatted with a biker that came up. And they have, like, out back, they have kind of an open area, a bar. They have, like, cornhole and different games and stuff like that. They have, in the evenings, food trucks come up with barbecue or whatever. They'll have karaoke and other things going on in the evenings. But we were there in, like, the afternoon just putting back a couple of beers. And the place is awesome. So if you're ever in... Lost in Moriarty, New Mexico, and you took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. Stop at Sierra Blanca.
That's from Bugs Bunny. That made her left in Albuquerque. That's hilarious, man.
Stop by that place. I highly recommend it. I think I posted some pictures.
I missed that the first three times you made that joke. I just got that.
I just made it once.
Oh, all right. Well, then I've been drinking too much Martzen.
On our Facebook page, I think I posted a number of pictures of the different breweries I went to up in Montana.
Yes.
From Kalispell, Montana.
Some snake.
Down
snake
to Jackson, River. Wyoming. Snake, yeah. Snake River in Jackson, Wyoming was really good. We went to Kalispell Brewing Company. We stopped at every brewery that we passed.
I mean, the CNBC recent travels. Road trips, yeah. Around the world, yeah. Man. That's definitely this hemisphere.
Yep.
So, wrapping up, this is an ABV 6.4%.
Whoa.
Okay.
So it's pretty heavy there. That might be some of the sweet boozy we're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
I had another notes of toffee and burnt sugar in the aroma and flavors. Sweet dried apricots. There you go. Delivered in a dry, malty body with the mild, earthy bitterness that is the hallmark of Hallertau hops.
One of the noble hops, I believe.
Yeah.
This is so warmed up a bit and still pretty pleasant.
Yeah, it's not getting that cloying.
I'd say it might actually be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. When it warmed? I like it.
Smooth.
I'm a big fan of Goose, and they haven't lost anything in their mass production.
How dare you?
You think they have?
No, they haven't, but okay. You're not a good Bear fanboy by suggesting that they're still a good brewery.
I'm sorry, I really enjoy their beers. Yeah. I haven't had a bad Goose Island experience.
One of the things I don't mind when I'm flying, I fly out to Vancouver a lot, is layovers in Chicago, because I go to the Goose Island Brewery in... I don't know if it's a B or C, but and I get a couple of beers.
Yeah,
I'll get a Sophie. I'll get, you know, whatever. On the bottle, they say pleasant hints of dried apricot and toffee aroma. Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm into
it. That's okay.
This is a good one.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
I don't know. I'm not sure that this is the Giant Stein beer, but
no.
I think the first one was the Giant Stein beer for me so far.
No. I would drink one and then another one. I would. Yeah. So maybe it was. Maybe it is.
I'm still. This would be a pint for me, and then a second pint, and then maybe at that point I wouldn't care. But I definitely would have more than one.
All right. Why don't you grab the last one in our quad? No. What's five?
Quintuple.
Quintrilogy? Quintrilogy of...
We have more.
No. Yeah, but I think only one of them is an Oktoberfest.
They have a Harvest Time.
No, that's not.
And a Fest Beer.
Fest Beer. That's the Oktoberfest.
But Harvest Time isn't...
That's something else.
Something else?
You're too late for
Harvest. There's spices and stuff in that.
Okay. Oh, so that'd be one of the pumpkin-y types.
I don't know what that is.
Did I get this one?
Yeah, all these are yours. Oh, this is from Victory in Pennsylvania.
This is like Pennsylvania. I got this in North Carolina.
I don't know, man. You brought all this stuff.
I must have been drunk.
Oh. What happened there?
Careful.
Apparently, I've had too much Martzen and can't open a beer anymore.
Martzen.
So, Victory.
Victory is our friends up in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
right?
Victory.
They got that Gold beer. Monkey.
Yeah.
That's an excellent beer.
Dirt Wolf? Double IPA, yeah.
I don't know that one.
That's
that
a serious
really good.
Double IPA.
Dirt Wolf?
I believe that's what
I like
it is.
That name.
Now I got to fact check myself. I'm pretty sure that's it.
So we'll look up... are you looking up...
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
I'm going to look up Dirt Wolf.
This is heavy. Dirty. This actually...
It does smell a little dirty, doesn't it?
It's a little dirty.
Oh, there's dank in there. Images for Dirt
sock.
Wolf. Yeah, Victory Dirt Wolf. American.
So this one is. This one maybe has. Does it have a little bit of cloudiness or no?
No, no. I don't see it. But you guys got the. It's.
No,
it's not as dark as the other two.
This is clear,
but not as light as the Bell's.
It's also got a white little tiny head, not much head,
not effervescent at all.
Boy, is it dank! It does smell like literally like my basement currently smells, which is flooded recently. Not
this
true
is giving me that house. Biscuit. The, wow, the yeah. Biscuitiness. Mm-hmm.
This is a brown ale.
Yeah,
this is a brown ale.
Or
this
an
is
English, a, yeah, an English style. Almost, in the biscuitiness.
Yeah, what do you nutty
English mild. This is an English mild.
Yeah, English mild.
Yeah, which I'm.
It even has some hoppiness to it.
I'm not mad about. I like an English mild, but
this is not German tasting.
Is this a Martin or an Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest amber lager.
Huh.
Tastes like a brown ale, but it's got the color of an amber.
I like. English mild, that's kind of what I'm getting. Because there's a little bit of more hoppiness than anything else I've had.
Yep. That's, I like it.
I like it. It doesn't fit necessarily in Martin to me, but...
Yeah. The flavor profile is way different from what we've had. Dude, we've had...
That's interesting,
one, two,
right?
Three, four, five different tasting beers tonight.
And, yeah.
But this one is it's a nice...
I was like, oh, we're just going to get five more of these beers. Yeah. Four more of these tasting beers. No, they've all been different.
You're pretty wrong. Yeah, yeah. That's a
that's
good
super
one to be wrong
cool.
too.
It just shows you how much variation there can be in beer. Right?
And I'm guessing if we did additional research, that we'll find that most of these follow those four rules. Like this is water, malt,
hops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too nothing else. Was it
Reinheitsgebot.
Friendship and camaraderie, the two keys to any festive event. Oh, that's what we have here, guys.
I just was so non-verbally nice. Signifying that same sentiment.
That's good for the podcast.
Yeah, right? You can all see that.
And then
also,
there's the beer.
Air quotes.
And then there's the beer. Well, that has to come with it, guys. It should be full-bodied, yet infinitely smooth.
Infinitely? And a sideways eight?
Seductively malty with a kiss of hops. Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, a kiss of hops. For balance. This is our fest beer, painstakingly crafted from German malts, decoctin brewed for full flavor and carefully aged for a depth of character. Gather with your friends for a festive taste of victory. Oh my God, we're doing that, guys.
We did it. We accomplished what the
what does
decoctin
mean?
Decoction,
Jeff?
Decocting. That's
decoction mashing, right?
No, yeah. So it's when you're mashing out. I'm reaching back here. It's
sorry,
when you're mashing out. You pull out some of the wort and heat it potentially to a boil. Immediate, like, and then mix that back in. And I think you even like maybe don't filter. Like, so you might have some. So it's one of the arguments in brewing is, you know, trying to filter out as much of the husk as possible so that it doesn't get exposed to the post mash boil, because tannins, that's why, right?
Right. That gets bitter. And...
But decoction is a legitimate process that involves the boiling of the wort potentially with the husks mixed in. And some styles of beer call for it, like require it. Other people do it to just try something interesting. And apparently it doesn't ruin any of those beers.
No.
But so I'm missing some detail about decoction, but that's the spirit of it, is that you're pulling out some of the wort, boiling it, and then mixing it back in.
So it's like extra hopping, but a different...
Extra malting.
Warting.
Yeah,
extra malting.
Yeah. So that would be something to do in European beers versus... The American IPA type thing.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think...
Alright, I cheated everybody. There was still a little bit of the Bell's left, and I poured it out, and I'm drinking it, and I'm like, yeah. That's good.
I think I could do a few of these, though.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Just enough bitter at the end of that one, too. Oh,
so, they say... Did I say 5.6% alcohol?
You did not.
It is.
Subtly sweet with a delicate malt nose, our fest beer gains its impressive body from our use of all imported German malts and decoctin brewing process. Food pairing. Spicy Latin dishes, pizzas, and burgers. Oh, we just biked and we're hungry.
I haven't eaten anything. How have we not eaten anything? Maybe we should take beer is food. No, beer is food.
All right. That's not what we're going with.
We're going with beer is food.
Whole flower German hops as well. Imported two-row Vienna and Munich German malts. Excellent. Did you get something about you want to tell us about Dirt Beer? Is that what it is?
Well, Dirt Wolf is a according to which we're not drinking tonight, so I don't know if we really want to go tangential. But it gets a 95 on Beer Advocate, and it is a victory beer.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's do that sometime.
That's
we'll put it on the list.
That's the beer that put Victory on the map for me. That's what had me seeking it out after hearing about Dirt Wolf.
Really.
And I have not been disappointed by every other Victory beer I've run into. So
I think Golden Monkey was the one that got me with Victory.
Yeah. All right. I think we've come to the end of this episode. Here's the tough part.
We've had this time.
We're gonna have to pick one of these that you would drink a liter of. No, one of these that you would drink 3 liters of.
Ooh.
Wait, so we have different criteria?
Oh.
Like, which is your favorite, and which would you drink 3 liters
of? The only criteria is what would you drink 3 liters of?
Oh man.
Jeff.
Hands down. Okay, I got the...
Oh, can I go second?
Okay, Mike.
I got a terrible tell. It would be Bell's. I mean, okay. I went back for seconds, thirds, fourths. But I would like to have multiple... I would like an entire six-pack of that, actually. Not that there's anything wrong with any of the other beers, including the one we ragged on the most, Foothills. I liked all of them.
Yeah.
But the Bell's was to me, like the perfect Martzen.
All right, Jeff.
Oh, all right. So I think that the Victory Fest beer was the best tasting beer to me.
Uh-huh.
I think the Goose Oktoberfest was the closest to my expectation about what an Oktoberfest
would be.
Martin should be. The Bell's Oktoberfest seems to be the one I'd want to drink in the most quantity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't tried it since the first initial taste. So I can't say that, but I enjoyed the Goose enough, and I think it was true to style. And when I'm in that mood to drink that, I'll drink a bunch of that Goose Island. Yeah, that's my pick.
Okay. I liked them all as well. I think Victory would be my 3 liters, although the Bells might do better for me. I might get out of there a little bit more coherent. I don't know. Not because of the alcohol content, even. Just because, I don't know.
Bells made me happy and want to be ridiculous.
Feels a little lighter.
I've just realized the Goose is the 6.4 one. That's the one that I picked to drink the most.
3 liters of? Yeah.
I'm very happy that these were all different tasting Oktoberfest beers. I know we've had Oktoberfest beers on the episodes, but I'm not sure that we've done it all.
No, I don't think we have.
Nope.
We've done a lot of pumpkin fests.
So, guys, go out and try a bunch of different Martzens. And get out to Oktoberfest if that exists. And, you know, tell you what, go into your beer friend's fridge and clear out the rest of their Martzens.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to episode 77 of CNBC. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com. And actually, not just iTunes, but any podcast server.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page. Facebook.com/CNBC podcast. We post pictures there about beers we're drinking every now and then. We always post the episodes and videos and all that stuff too. And the videos are hosted on our YouTube page, channel, whatever you call it, youtube.com/CNBC podcast. And Twitter also, we post anything we have something new going on at CNBC podcast. Next week, I think Jeff brought us some beers, is going to bring us some beers in the next episode.
In the next week.
In the next 2 weeks, and whenever that is.
I swear I will.
where are they from?
Oh, no. They're local, from Ellicott City, Maryland.
All right, let's look forward to that, guys.
All right. Well, until then, let me leave you with an excellent Oktoberfest beer quote. German beer. Maybe you forgot things since 1940.
Drink good beer. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. That sounded like a bunch of empty glasses.
Yes.
They watched men hurl from rock to sea.
You know, trying to blend everybody in. So it was a good experience, but North Carolina, we pausing?
Yeah.